This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are about 8 or so months past the effective date of Brexit, Britain leaving the European Union, as you hopefully remember. The UK is still, trade-wise, inside the single market till the end of the year, so free trade abounds. The EU is, after all, the UK's biggest trading partner. But the good times end officially on New Year's Eve, and there is a 15 October deadline for negotiations on the new relationship to get done. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been talking to some of the smaller British businesses that are watching warily.
For decades, Britain has shipped goods to and from the European mainland freely without checks or tariffs, but without a free trade deal with the EU, the barriers will go up at the end of this year. The British government is warning of long delays at the main channel port of Dover. David Catt, a fresh fruit and vegetable importer, told the BBC he's very worried.
We put an order in this morning for Holland that'll be here at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, if that order doesn't arrive at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, I've got no produce to load onto my vehicles. The produce has to be here on time, otherwise the whole of my business just collapses.
Exporters to continental Europe are anxious too. This small company, based in London, makes personalised stick-on name tags for children's clothing.
Hundreds of thousands of individual labels being sent out every day from this office.
Lars Anderson, owner of My Name Tag, sells 40% of his labels to customers in EU countries like Italy. He's bracing for Britain's departure from the single market without a trade deal.
What effect would that have, do you think, on your business?
There might be tariffs on each label. There might be delays in customs declaring products. There's an additional hassle. Why not order from a local company?
To keep those European customers, he faces a stark choice. Shift his company to continental Europe, but then have the same problem with his British customers, or set up an additional operation within the EU. He finds that equally unappealing.
It's a huge cost and it's a pain in duplicating what we're doing.
A real pain for a small $6 million a year company that's just about recovered from the slump in business due to the pandemic.
Yes. So we just kind of survived one extinction event, and now we have this big challenge of possibly having huge costs. It is a big problem for us.
Some exporters to the EU, however, are shrugging off the anxieties over a messy exit from the single market. Sargentson's, here in Coventry in the English Midlands, makes lightweight aluminium components, mainly for the automotive industry. High margin, high specification stuff.
Basically, every component's x-rayed, make sure there's no defects.
The boss, Mark Noonan, voted for Brexit, and he's unfazed by the looming trade friction with the EU.
All the issues that I see for Brexit are short-term issues. They will be solved.
You voted for Brexit and you think it's a good thing?
I'm keener on Brexit now than I was then.
He thinks the turmoil at the port won't last because it's not in Britain's or the EU's interests. His European customers, accounting for a quarter of his sales, have offered to pay half of any extra costs and tariffs. And Brexit, he says, has forced him to widen his horizons.
When Brexit's first announced, we decided that we had to look to the global market, just in case there was no free trade agreement and all the predictions of doom and gloom were correct. We've picked up two clients, one in China, one in the USA, they've actually changed the way we do business.
One of them is making autonomous vehicles, the other electric cars. Real growth markets, he says. Noonan clearly thrives on disruption.
Opportunities abound when everything changes. And right now, Brexit, electrification, autonomous vehicles, China-USA friction, all of this, it represents massive change.
And opportunities for sure, but Noonan concedes that change can be a source of worry. For British companies that need to trade with the huge market on their doorstep, the coming weeks could be very worrying indeed. In Coventry, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.